Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game. Like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way. With stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Some people follow the rules, but where's the fun in that? I'm Soraya, and this is Rule Breakers, the podcast where we celebrate the rebels, the misfits, and the ones who make their own way. Every week, I sit down with the biggest rule breakers in sports, entertainment, and beyond to talk about the wildest moments, toughest lessons, and why breaking the rules might just be the key to success. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
We're back with more of Sabres Live, presented by Seneca Resorts and Casinos. Nothing else comes close.
I love it when all of our on-air and off-air discussions, like, they just add to everything here. So I was just flippantly saying, I'm longing for the days of, you know, when unrestricted free agency used to be in the early 30s for players, right? 33, 32, 31. It has progressed nicely for the players in the association, obviously, to give young players that huge opportunity in their, you know, mid-20s.
Yes.
And then the trickle, the effect of having that lower age has been even more pronounced on the younger players in the game because teams don't want them to get to unrestricted free agency at such a young age. So they get these massive 7 and 8 year deals when in their early 20s. So maybe it's win-win for both sides. But the beauty of having that very quick commercial break discussion about unrestricted free agency and those in their 30s, you could kind of snicker and say, yeah, I mean, now we always talk about a young man's game and like, what's somebody going to get as a UFA at 33? Arguably, the guy who's going to win the Conn Smythe tonight, his name is Brad Marchand. He's 37, yeah. And the tone has 100% changed over the last two rounds with his impact. Now, I would say I have zero hope or expectation that he stays with the Florida Panthers because the bidding is obviously going to be off the charts. So, what is the likely dollar figure on an annual basis for Brad Marchand at age 37 going into next season? Keeping in mind, just as an example, Brent Burns just made $8 million as a 40-year-old. So,
okay, can we play the delay.
The price is right.
Like the guy that goes up the ladder, and I'm going to say, it's not about without going over, right? This is not the showcase showdown. This is the little guy going up. You can go over. I think.
No, if you guess wrong, he falls off the cliff.
Yeah, but if it was $7 and you guessed $8, you got one, right?
Right.
So
yeah.
You could go over, but it was the difference between the price. So I'm going to say Brad Marchand is going to get somewhere. I'm going to pick an easy number, $7 million on the AAV next year. He's going to get probably if he gets 4 years, then it may drop the AAV. Duffers, if you're on the radio,
I think
if you're listening on WGR, he's giving the thumbs up, like inflate that sucker. But no, I'm saying probably
he'll take more money shorter. That's what my expectation is.
Yeah. Okay.
That makes sense
because I thought 4 times 5.5.
Look who he's playing against. He's seeing Corey Perry almost match him goal for goal here in the finals. Corey's already 40. Corey's been making nothing. Brad can do this on an annual basis like a lot of other players have done in the last 15 years. keep chasing it every year. He could go 1 year 10 and then do another. If you don't think Brad Marchand believes in himself that he can start doing this, he's,
you know what else he can do if he does a 1 year deal?
He
can get bonuses. 1 year with bonuses because he's 35 and over.
But he wants to feed his ego too. I think he just wants to keep winning and keep showing people how great he is after being underpaid for the bulk of his career by NHL standards. Marty, he's got 33 goals this year in 93 games, playoffs and regular season combined. Like,
yeah, but
he's
he
going to get
one
paid
in the first 10 games with Boston, coming off three surgeries in the offseason, and then only two in the last 10 regular season games with Florida. Now,
those were like simulated games for him.
Exactly.
They like, really were. Like, it was just like, whatever.
These are scrimmages. These are like inter squads, like, whatever. I think there is going to be a lot of desire for Brad Marchand, but it will somebody's going to offer terms. Somebody's got to give him.
I don't think he takes the terms.
But that's the thing,
that's
though. You're
going
to have to make that decision.
Go to LA, try it. Like, Ken Holland just arrived, wants to make a splash, right? How do they get better? How do they beat the Oilers in round one? Well,
dude, I'm telling you, the team to watch this summer is the team in that same area code as the Anaheim Ducks.
Right.
Like Anaheim with either Mitch Marner or Brad Marchand or somebody, they're going after a big fish.
They will.
Huge fish.
I don't think Brad goes there because they don't have the pedigree yet. I think he sells himself to teams that are absolutely close and that he can be the different. I'm not dismissing the fact that I think Anaheim's on the rise. I just don't know if he can, as a, you know, in conjunction with whatever else they do this summer, I'm not sure they're going to take that big a leap, but it has to happen at some point for any of these teams, Sabres included, like, here. Like, seriously.
Well, if we think Marchand is going to explore this, that's because I would think that Florida is going to retain Sam Bennett, which he is my MVP Conn Smythe winner right now.
Yep.
Unless, like, Florida wins tonight, Marchand scores two, including the game winner, and the media members that vote on this are going to be like, hey, this is great. Like, Brent Marchand, let's vote him in. I think Sam Bennett is the MVP for me so far, and unless something major happened, he would win it. But I would think that Sam Bennett's going to stay in Florida. They're going to put all their effort into keeping him there. Marchand is 50-50 and Ekblad is gone. Like, that's the way I see it lined up for the Florida Panthers.
Right. I mean, they could always...
Ekblad's going to make a lot of money.
Who?
Ekblad's going to make a lot of money.
I think Brad's going to make more. On an annual basis. I think if Ekblad stays, he'll stay comfortably around the 7 mark. And I think if Brad stays, they're going to have to get him at 8. And they're going to have to move some other pieces out.
To make it.
And guess what? They can. Because that's the power you have when you're at the top of the mountain. And they're not there yet this year, but they're closer than any other team at the moment heading into game 6.
They would be selling high, you know, on what player right now? They'd be selling high on Evan Rodriguez.
Yeah,
he has another year. He has 2 years left at $3 million.
Right.
You cleared that three. Maybe it's Verhaeghe that you say he has, you know, signed a long-term deal, $7 million a year, though that's a lot. But still, like, you get $10 million right there, you can move. And then you have Bennett and Marchand, you re-sign and you let Ekblad go. You just got Seth Jones. There's things Bill Zito can do. Oh, and you know, by the way, you know who gave Bill Zito his first chance in the National Hockey League?
Yeah, but I'm blanking.
Jarmo Kekäläinen.
Yeah.
Jarmo, Bill Zito was an agent.
When he crossed
was in Columbus.
Over, yeah.
And he hired him as him and Chris McFarland were both assistant general managers in Columbus. Now McFarland's the GM in Colorado, and Bill Zito, and they both had amazing success, right? So Jarmo is here now in Buffalo and working with Kevin, and maybe, you know, that helps the JJ Paterka situation, that helps the Bo Byram situation, that helps all of them. But Bill Zito is one of the best now, and he'll figure it out in Florida.
So do you think the Sabres will throw an offer Marchand's way if it gets to that point?
I would kick the tires.
Of course you should. Would.
I would call and just be like, listen, like, I have a spot in the top 6, right? I told you, I have a winger spot in the top 6. Maybe third line, but I think you're selling it on Marchand. You're saying, I have a top spot in the top six. You could go out and you could play maybe with Josh Norris and Tage Thompson, or you could play with McLeod and Tuck. Like, I have a spot for you. Like, you come here, we're going to make it work.
Again, well, yeah, but you can move lots of money to make this more palatable. Like, that has...
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Some people follow the rules, but where's the fun in that? I'm Soraya, and this is Rule Breakers, the podcast where we celebrate the rebels, the misfits, and the ones who make their own way. Every week, I sit down with the biggest rule breakers in sports, entertainment, and beyond to talk about the wildest moments, toughest lessons, and why breaking the rules might just be the key to success. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
That has to be where they're at this point, wouldn't you think? I mean,
you have to move. You're probably,
I mean, pick any player making a lot of money, like outside of Dahlin and maybe Thompson. I don't think anybody feels like anybody else is untouchable here.
Well, okay, so how would your defense look if you didn't have Bo Byram and if you didn't have Owen Power, for example?
Maybe not even Matias Samuelson, but you collectively take all of that money and retool it and, you know, all I'm saying,
and
I'm not projecting any of this or predicting it even. I'm just saying it's all doable. Well, if you want to,
if you think it's all not doable, that's the issue, because you know what? Vegas never said we can't do it.
Tampa never says it. Florida doesn't.
Colorado didn't say we can't do it when they acquired, you know, well, they did say we can't do it with Renton, but it was a different story. But Dallas didn't say we can't do it. You know, there's definitely ways to get things done.
This is the problem with talking as opposed to, you know, being on your laptop. You get that quiet delete key where the
Colorado
thought doesn't
said,
come out.
We can't do 14, right. And then he signs for 12 in Dallas. I think they wanted to do 12. Rantanen at that moment didn't want to sign for 12.
Yeah. Where is he now? Highest paid Dallas star.
He was named to the top six.
You would hope.
Yes.
What happens tonight?
Florida's going to win. They have to, right? I mean, they're the better team. They're the more consistent team. Duffer, instant trivia, which there's no way you can know the answer to this. Because if you do, my brain's going to blow up, okay? How many, according to Natural Stat Trick, in the final, how many line combinations have the Florida Panthers used so far in the first five games?
I mean, does this include lines that have been together for 4 seconds?
I would say probably like a couple of minutes here and there, but not 4 seconds or whatever. But well, even
okay,
that
okay.
Matters.
So you're surrounding this question with what I think is something to throw me off of the scent, because to me, it shouldn't be that hard a number to guess, and yet you're saying your mind would be blown if I guess
I started with the easy question, the easy answer.
Well, I'm going to say six.
okay, you're really close. It's eight. And it's only because they move like Verhaeghe and Rodriguez a little bit and Boqvist was in for AJ Greer. Yeah. But they have the same lines that have played for the whole finals.
You've been stressing this, Marty. I've been listening. That's why I went in with a low number.
How many line combinations does Natural Stat Trick say the Edmonton Oilers have used in five games?
24.
Jeff, I talked to you before the show. The answer is 25. Like, my mind is blown that you went 6-24. 25.
Okay. I think you helped me along here, though.
Yeah, but the Florida Panthers have three lines that have played 40 minutes or more of 5-on-5 hockey. The Edmonton Oilers have none. And their line that have played the most hockey at 5-on-5 is McDavid, Dreisaitl, and Perry as a line. They're not even a line. They haven't been a line in two games. Like, it's crazy. That's why I say the Florida Panthers are winning tonight. Because then, again, you're starting with, okay, we have John Klingberg in the lineup tonight. He hasn't played in the last two. It was Troy Stetcher. And now your six defensemen are switched again. You have Stuart Skinner in net. You're bringing Kapanen back, and you're going to play him with Dreisaitl and Kane. Kane is moving back up to the second line. You're making so many changes once again. RNH hasn't skated since the end of game five. He didn't skate on the off days. He didn't skate this morning. He's supposed to be a game time decision. Everybody says he'll play because Jones was on that top line with McDavid. But who knows? I mean, I'm looking at all of this and I'm like, Chris Knobloch is trying, but he's limited in what he can do.
Mm-hmm. Or unlimited, as it were.
25. I can't believe you said 24. That was spectacular.
Marty, you've taught me well. I mean, I sit here in amazement at all of your guesses. Two defensemen are celebrating birthdays today. Dougie Hamilton is 32. Henry Jokiharju is 26. Will one, both, or neither be in new places come this fall?
One will definitely be in a new place, I would think. Dougie Hamilton, man, that could be interesting for, look, Henry's an RFA, but do you qualify Henry Jokiharju with the Boston Bruins? I mean, his qualifying offer is, I mean, that's going to be a lot of money. He was making $3.1 million last year. I don't think that the Boston Bruins are going to qualify him. I think he walks and going to find somewhere else. So okay. I think Dougie is going to stay. So one, Henry will find a new spot. Hot takes with Henry Jokiharju right here.
In his new market?
I don't know.
Will he be king of content in his new market? Aside from passports, what do the Jokiharjus and the Kekalainens have in common?
Were they great Finnish baseball players?
Clarkson.
Oh.
Henry's brother went there.
Okay. I had no idea that Jarmo went to Clarkson's until 2 weeks ago. So yeah, I should have known that was that. Which, by the way, I watch somehow. My phone listens to me every time I say Finnish baseball. I'm sure it goes through my algorithm, and when I go on Instagram, I get all these Finnish baseball like you know. I say there's a river in the outfield. The other day, the ball went through the fence. There was a hole in the fence. They have to go get it. So they jump the fence and it's down the street and they're running down the sidewalk to get to the ball to bring it back. It's wild. I want to go to Finland now and watch how this is being played. Like, it's wild.
Impossible segue. No idea what's next on Sabres Live.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
MLB.tv is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! Woo! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
everything baseball all season long on MLB.tv. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Some people follow the rules, but where's the fun in that? I'm Soraya, and this is Rule Breakers, the podcast where we celebrate the rebels, the misfits, and the ones who make their own way. Every week, I sit down with the biggest rule breakers in sports, entertainment, and beyond to talk about the wildest moments, toughest lessons, and why breaking the rules might just be the key to success. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.